I'm in shock. It's horrible. The first thing that comes to my mind is, when are we going to stop? When are we going to stop allowing people to buy guns? When are we going to ban semi-automatic weapons? How many people have to die? How many children have to be killed? How many children have to witness their parents being killed?
Half Moon Bay Mayor Deborah Penrose speaking to NBC earlier today after a mass shooting in her town last night. Seven people were killed. Another was hospitalized. The attack came in two waves at a pair of mushroom farms in the normally quiet seaside community south of San Francisco. The suspect was taken into custody, and authorities described the shootings as workplace violence. Hours later, just across the bay, another mass shooting took place in Oakland. One person was killed, and seven people were injured there. And of course, this all comes after Saturday's massacre at a ballroom in Monterey Park, about an hour after the city wrapped its Lunar New Year festival. We're going to talk about this, the community trauma, and where California's strict gun laws fit into all this with Dr. Garen Wintemute. He's an ER physician and the director of the Violence Prevention Research Program at UC Davis. Welcome back to Press Play.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the last time we had you on, it was after the Buffalo supermarket shooting. 10 people were murdered there, and then there was Uvalde after that. 19 elementary school students and their teachers, two teachers were killed, and now we have this. What is going through your mind?
Always my first reaction is grief and sorrow. As we sift through the pieces, we need to understand that a lot of people died. Thousands of other people have had their lives upended, and many of those people will never recover from the physical or psychological harm that they have suffered in the last few days. We need to keep this, I think, at a personal level, even as we try and understand the bigger picture.
Okay, so let's talk about California in particular. Mm-hmm. It has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. Mm-hmm. And overall, the death rates, as I understand mm-hmm. it, from gun violence have gone down since many of these laws were implemented. So where does California fit when it comes to these kinds of mass shootings?
You're absolutely right, and I am a glass more than half full person on this. We have probably more mass shootings than any other state does, but we are a huge state. Our mass shooting rate is substantially lower than it is in other states. Our firearm homicide rate is well below average. Our firearm suicide rate is among the lowest in the nation, and yes, for 20 years, until the pandemic upended things, California's firearm violence rates, death rates, were trending downward while they were trending upward in most of the rest of the country. It comes down to this. The laws that we have don't prevent every single instance of firearm violence, but they prevent lots of them. And as a physician, if I've got a medication that works 80% of the time, but not 100% of the time, that medication's not a failure for the missed 20%. It's a success for the 80%.
However, there was a ruling from a federal judge a few years ago in 2021, Judge Roger Benitez, which struck down California's assault weapons ban. So what do you anticipate will happen now?
Well, the assault weapons ban and the magazine ban, high-capacity magazine ban, and our understanding as of today is that an assault-type pistol was used in the Monterey Park shooting. I believe high-capacity magazines were used in both Monterey Park and Half Moon Bay. This is a judge who has equated the AR-15 assault rifle with a pocket knife.
A Swiss Army knife.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. We are nonetheless subject to those decisions. One of the difficulties California has faced in implementing tough laws is that those laws are undermined by what is sometimes called judicial sabotage. Another difficulty is that those laws, the effects of those laws, can be undermined by weaker laws in neighboring states.
Right. And so people can get guns from neighboring states legally
yes.
and bring them in.
Yes. Well, they may purchase them legally in those states. Yeah. It might be illegal to bring them into California, but they do that nonetheless. I used to do observational research at gun shows in Reno and would walk the parking lot, and more than 30% of the cars at that Nevada gun show were from California.
Hmm. But then it's illegal to bring them in, right?
It's illegal to bring them in, period, if the weapon is illegal in California.
Yeah.
It's generally illegal if you live in California to buy a gun in another state and bring it back. But people do it anyway.
Right. And yet, as you say, the death rates have gone down because of these patchwork of stricter California laws. However, we're reeling from all of these mass shootings, and you know, in the country, there have been nearly 40 mass shootings since mm-hmm. the year began. So, I think there's a sense of futility that these laws aren't working as well as they could.
So, I would like to address that. Thanks very much. Here's where that sense of futility comes in. I think that people look at a mass shooting, recognize this could be me, this could be my children, my grandchildren. Mass shootings are the one form of firearm violence about which nobody can come up with a story that leaves themselves out. Part of the difficulty is we expect somebody else to do something. We expect Congress to do something, but then we take a look at Congress and go, not much happening there. My point is that particularly with mass shootings, preventing them, the responsibility lies with all of us. The majority of public mass shooters declare their intentions in advance by one means or another. And that gives all of us both the opportunity and the responsibility to bring such threats to people who can do something about them. I'm thinking specifically about what we call here in California gun violence restraining orders, which allow certain private individuals and law enforcement to go to a judge and say, Your Honor, we have a crisis. Guns are part of the crisis. And if Her Honor agrees, she can issue a restraining order and have the guns removed from this situation. We have nearly 60 cases here in California where gun violence restraining orders were used in an effort to stop a mass shooting. And in none of those cases, 0 for 59, did a mass shooting occur. But for that policy to work, we all have to play our part. We have to convey those threats to people who can react to them.
How close are these mass shootings linked to episodes of domestic violence involving the alleged shooter?
So for these two, I don't think we know yet. But in general, two-thirds of public mass shootings have some sort of domestic or intimate partner violence connection. I should mention, public mass shootings of the sort that we're talking about today don't even account for most mass shootings. Most mass shootings are domestic intimate partner violence events. They don't occur in public places, so they don't get the notoriety that the recent cases have. But even public mass shootings are often connected in some way with domestic violence.
So, absent a big push to regulate guns, maybe take guns away from people, that's not going to happen, I don't think, in this country, we have to look at that side of it, the mental health side of it, the behavioral side of it.
So, I will agree with you that we need to do a lot of things. There's no one solution to this problem. There are too many causes. We do need a much better mental health care system than we have. The major impact there will be on suicide, not on interpersonal violence. Mm-hmm. Mental illness is not a major cause of interpersonal violence. It is a major cause of self-harm. Madeline, just a moment ago, you said we won't take guns away from people. We'll dismiss that. Actually, here in California, we do that. There is a program here in California that our group is evaluating that identifies people who legally bought a gun but have since become prohibited. They've just been convicted of a violent crime or served with a domestic violence restraining order. And in California, we actually do go out and get those guns back. And our group is studying that policy to see if it's effective.
All right. Well, hopefully it is. Dr. Garen Wintemute is the director of the Violence Prevention Research Program at UC Davis. Thank you for coming back on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, the Oscar nominees are out. We will talk about some of the surprises next on Press Play.